A Storm of Swords, Book 3 of A Song of Ice and Fire, by George R. R. Martin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. The day was grey and bitter cold, and the dogs would not take the scent. The big black bitch had taken one sniff at the bear tracks, backed off, and skulked back to the pack with her tail between her legs. The dogs huddled together miserably on the river bank as the wind snapped at them. Chet felt it too, biting through his layers of black wool and boiled leather. It was too bloody cold for man or beast, but here they were. His mouth twisted, and he could almost feel the boils that covered his cheeks and neck, growing red and angry.
"I should be safe back at the wall, tending the bloody ravens, and making fires for old Maester Aemon."
It was the bastard John Snow who had taken that from him, him and his fat friend Sam Tarley. It was their fault he was here, freezing his bloody balls off with a pack of hounds deep in the haunted forest.
"Seven elves."
He gave the leashes a hard yank to get the dog's attention.
"Track, you bastards! That's a bear print! You want some meat or no? Find!"
But the hounds only huddled closer, whining. Chet snapped his short lash above their heads, and the black bitch snarled at him.
"Dog meat would taste as good as bear,"
he warned her, his breath frosting with every word. Lark, the sister man, stood with his arms crossed over his chest, and his